So Jess, remind us what the Jordan Cove project is.
Yeah, so there's a Canadian company called Pembina, and they're proposing to build a 230-mile natural gas pipeline from Malin, Oregon, that's in Klamath County, to a new export terminal in Coos Bay. At that terminal facility, they'll cool down that natural gas, liquefying it, creating the LNG, and that will be loaded onto shipping vessels bound for markets in Asia.
So how does support and opposition for the project break down? Who's in favor, who's against?
So in Oregon, we've got economic development folks, construction unions, they're all behind the project. There's also been a surge of support from officials and lawmakers in the Intermountain West, like states like Colorado, and that's where all the gas is being fracked, and they're interested in getting their product out to market. The opposition to the project has been climate groups, some local Native American tribes, and then the property owners along the pipeline that are afraid that their land will be taken through eminent domain. And just this month, which was kind of surprised, I thought, the Jackson County Board of Commissioners came out unanimously against the project. They sent a letter to the Department of State Lands opposing a permit there.
Interesting. So the state will have final say in whether the project gets approved?
I won't say they have final say, but they definitely do have a say in the matter. The federal approval is the big one. But right now in the state, the focus is on that permit through the Department of State Lands. That's looking at the pipeline crossing over waterways and wetlands, and then any dredging that needs to be done in Coos Bay to accommodate those shipping vessels. The agency held a series of hearings all throughout southern Oregon and up in Salem. Standing room only crowds is the reports from all of those. Public comment on that particular state permit closes on Sunday. And then there's supposedly going to be a decision in March. But agency staff told me that they've received tens of thousands of comments on this and that they likely will need a little bit of an extension to make sure that they consider all of those.
Sure, you would think. So what has the company been doing as all this unfolds?
Well, they're moving ahead. Pembina has held openings for new business offices in Klamath Falls and Coos Bay over the past week. Michael Heinrichs is with the company.
I think this sends a message that we're building a business here, that we're serious about this project, and we fully intend to move forward. You know, we've had offices in Southern Oregon for more than a decade, but now it's time to open up new offices, hire new staff, and really be more accessible.
The Canadian company has also sent out a series of very polished mailings promoting the project. I know we've both gotten those.
I know, we've seen a lot of those.
Yeah.
Pembina are your friends and neighbors, and these very evocative images of people doing normal, real people sort of things at diners and going out camping. And it's interesting because a lot of those, if you just look at the images, they look like they could be in like a Sierra Club magazine or something. You know, you don't look at those images and think pipeline, which I'm sure is exactly the effect that they're going for.
Exactly. And I think that they want to try to convince people that they do care about the environment and that they're doing things in a responsible way. And this is part of that campaign to do that. You know, all of this is to say, you know, this is, I feel, a sign that they're just full steam ahead. They are moving in anticipation of a federal green light for the project.
So when's that supposed to happen?
Well, FERC, that's the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission.
Sure.
Yep. They say that a final decision is scheduled for November of this year. And then there's a really important environmental document that's due out this month in February. But it's really unknown with the government shutdown,
sure,
how that's going to affect those internal processes at this federal agency. So there's definitely some uncertainty here about the timeline, but things should start kicking off with these different documents and approvals and that pretty quickly.
Okay, well, thanks, Jess.
All right, thank you.
I've been speaking with Jess Burns, OPB Environment Reporter here in Southern Oregon. I'm Liam Moriarty.